It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on a Wednesday. Today's show is sponsored by Klondike Kate's Christmas Sleigh Bar. Check out the pop-up Christmas Sleigh Bar at Klondike Kate's now through December. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Men's Night in Montgomeryville, Thursday night, December 18th. Ray Diddy will be there. Sign the Eagles Encyclopedia, food and spirits as well. Better 90s show, Seinfeld or Friends is the Twitter question. The results do not surprise me. Yeah.
Seems like Seinfeld would be bigger, right?
And Seinfeld has held up longer, I think. I think Seinfeld's had a with the younger crowd.
It has?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, like Buzz is a psycho about Seinfeld.
Well,
you know?
Buzz is a psycho.
Yeah, well, yeah. You know.
Memorize a lot of the
episodes? He's able to memorize a lot of things.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Now, do you think they came back because of Curb, or did Curb have anything to do with it?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. Maybe Curb got them interested in Seinfeld and they watched Seinfeld.
Well, the weird thing with younger people now is they have access to everything that ever happened at the touch of their finger, from music to movies to TV. Mm-hmm. You know, when we were younger, we would have to wait for a TV show to come on TV.
Yeah.
Missed those days, by the way.
Maybe you would get the VHS of it at some point and then you could watch it on demand.
You would get the season at the end?
Yes.
Right? Where you'd go back. I did that at 24. Like, I have the first five seasons of 24 on DVD.
DVD, and even before
that's gotta be pretty good.
We had tapes. Dude. I never watched 24.
24, I loved it.
Dude, Jack Bauer's.
I think I missed the first season. How many seasons was it? Was it only five?
Dude, there was like, I think it ended up being 12?
Yeah. I got out of there at some point.
Once you start realizing that there's 24 hours in a day, he's going across the entire city of Los Angeles.
He's doing a lot in one day.
He never takes a bathroom break or eats. You know, you're like,
Right, you're right.
It's hard to keep up with.
Hold on,
But early 24 was a problem.
Yeah, I was in on it in the early 24s,
I didn't watch a lot of shows. I'm trying to think when I stopped watching so much TV. Maybe it was I'm trying to think. I watched a lot when I was in high school. A lot
when
I was in college.
That's when you were a big guy.
Yes, yeah, big fatty. Yep. We will have the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings coming up. Emily, the teacher, makes a return. You're back on WIP. What's up, Emily?
Hi, fellas. Been a minute. How y'all doing?
What's up, Em?
Doing all right. How you doing, Emily?
Yeah, it's been a rough Philly sports month, so I don't like to call in when we're losing. It's not that I'm not a fan when we're losing. I don't like to talk about it when we're losing.
So you waited for the Sixers to win by 20, and that's when you checked
back
in.
There you go.
That's correct. How did you know?
Yeah, I saw your name pop up, and I was like, that was a fun win last night, of course.
Yeah, well, no, I'm not calling in for that, but I did see your post on Twitter about the fun fact about Joel taping his Skechers commercial and then having the day off. I thought, oh man, that's interesting to think about there.
Yeah, it is weird that he was ruled out on the 9th, and then he recorded the Skechers commercial on the 10th, and then he had a right knee injury on the 11th.
Damn it, man.
But you know what? You know what I've decided, Emily, even though I've sworn off, I'm ready for the Embiid era to be over. I'm not going to turn into a hater. That's not what I'm going to do. I'm just going to patiently wait for it to end.
Okay.
That makes one of us.
That's a good strategy there. That's good.
We'll see how long it lasts. Yeah.
I'm actually calling. I'm hoping to pick Mr. Ike's brain today as a former player. So was that Mayock, the expert you had on a little earlier today?
No, it was Baldy.
Brian Baldy.
Baldy, yeah. So I really liked his take. You guys asked him, you know, what he thought of the play calling or of execution. And he said, you know, he thinks the creativity's there and we're just not executing. Offensive line's doing, I guess, what they can with what they have. And, that play trying to shovel it or whatever to Saquon, it just didn't work. So it made me think, all right, so maybe we do have play calling is not so bad and we're just not executing. So I went on the Eagles app, and I'm not trying to insult the intelligence of our audience members here, but I had no idea that we have coaches. I mean, I know there's so many coaches on the sidelines. I was going to look for the quarterback coach. Because I'm like, I'm just thinking of that one play that Jalen missed Goddard. He had the whole wide open ocean in front of him in the middle of the field for a touchdown. He tried to force it to Devontae. I'm sure there were more in the game. So I'm like, let me see who the quarterback coach is. Why aren't we talking about this quarterback coach more? And then I see this long list. There's a coach called the passing game coordinator.
Yes.
Yep.
Quarterback, I'm scrolling here. You have to go so far down. Offensive quality control.
Yep.
Yeah.
Two of them.
Yeah, a little less important.
Job just description of an offensive quality control coach, because it sounds like they should be controlling more of the quality of our offense.
Well, those are more like not necessarily interns, but they are like the young coaches that are coaches in training.
So they just give them a fancy title to have them feel important to do something.
Yeah, I think they probably keep track of smaller things that the coordinator is not able to keep track of.
They do all the busy work. Yes. All the busy work.
The administrative roles that do all the B-word work.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Because I'm like, why aren't we talking about this quarterback's coach? And then I'm like, wait a minute. We have an offensive quality control person?
It all falls on that.
Once it gets the quality control, once it gets if it's got quality control attached to him, just assume that he's a younger coach with not much influence.
Okay. So what about passing game coordinator?
Now, he should have a little more influence. Yes, that is an actual position. The problem is...
Go ahead.
No, I just don't know how much influence these guys have. Yeah. So, like, with Kevin Petullo and Nick Sirianni there, they are the heavies in the room when it comes to the passing game. Jeff Stoutland is the run game coordinator. So, he sort of heads that. Those are your three central figures on the offensive side as far as coaches. Nick Sirianni, Kevin Petullo, Jeff Stoutland.
The way I would describe it, Emily, we have Max who cuts our video or whatever, puts it on social. Like, you're not going to blame Max for what we say on the air, right? It really just comes down to us. We're the ones, you know, so.
Which is your quality control person then?
That'd
be just the administrative guy off to the side.
No,
I'm not doing the B work.
Yeah, he would
you
be
know?
More of a position coach.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. Everyone relax, lock in a little bit. Yeah.
I had to fit it in. You know, I'll give you some props today. You did help Spike out when he couldn't think of the word revolving door today.
Thank you.
Good job.
That's not going to get clipped and posted on social.
You get a sticker. Good work today.
Thank you. Five stars.
Really proud of you.
Yeah.
Really proud
of the week. Did they still do star of the week in elementary school?
The student of the week.
All right.
Man, listen.
Were you
I
ever?
Didn't get many of those, but I got a few of them, boy. And boy, was I happy.
Yeah, I never got one. Shocker.
Oh, man.
Emily.
And you know what? You and I have something else in common. I also have my tragus pierced in my ear.
Oh, really? Yeah, I took mine out.
I also have my rook. Do you know what part of the ear that is? The rook?
I'm just glad it's the ear.
All right, hold on. What's it? Spell it.
Rook, like the chess piece. The rook.
Oh, is it just the top of the cartilage?
It's like the inside cartilage, like that little curve on the inside.
Yeah, sounds painful. I've seen people have like a half moon piercing.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, looks like it hurts.
Only when you first get it done.
Nothing hurts more than stretching your earlobe.
That is
the craziest
Do
thing
the gauges?
I've ever seen. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. That's
that is
crazy.
Unbelievable.
Well, and then it doesn't stretch.
It doesn't
back.
Go back, yes.
You weren't ever a gaugeman?
No.
I'm surprised.
No.
Dude, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
And I've told my son.
Well, I'm expecting
Elijah
to do
listen,
that.
No, I told him, dude, don't come in here with that. I'm just letting you know now.
Well, he's the type.
I know, but I'm just saying, though, there's a limit to everything.
Okay.
I don't need you messing up what God created, which is natural beauty,
right,
by putting pins and holes in all of your face and your ears and all that nonsense.
Yep.
You will have to get a real job at some point.
Either. That's my dad's number one rule, and he's listening now because I told him I was calling in. Hi, Daddy.
Emily.
That's why I don't have any tattoos.
Yes.
Yeah, I have that part. I can't. There's no turning back for me. Emily, give us somebody who was big in the 90s.
Okay, so I'm not sure if this was 90s or early 2000s, but how about the N1 mixtapes?
Ooh, N1 was 90s.
That was late 90s, yeah.
Yeah. I remember burning DVDs and me and my brother in the driveway trying to do the move. I believe
N1 was based in Malvern when it started, if I remember correctly.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the brand was. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Right. How about that?
So, yeah, the professor.
That's right.
The professor's still out there.
He's still out there.
Yeah, thank you for the call, Emily. Yeah, there's the tick. He's all over TikTok, the professor.
Yeah, I was a big N1 guy.
Oh, yeah.
I had the N1 shoes.
Yeah.
You have the slip-ons.
And you have the t-shirt with the guy with no face, right?
Yep. Yeah, no, N1 was huge, man.
Let's get to the Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
Well, when things go bad for the Eagles. It's bad for the Eagles. It's bad for the fans. It is good for the insiders. There's a lot going on right now, and I'm just going to say this off the top. There's so much going on. There's so many reports. Elliott Shore Parks is not in the top five.
Yeah.
Wow.
Again.
Man, you revealed that already? He's not in the top five?
These guys are actually doing work.
Yeah.
He wasn't there. He wasn't in it last week.
Well,
he's in it.
I think he was five last week.
Yeah. That's because, again, most of them took the week off.
Yeah.
It was a pity top five entry.
He's a contentsman. Look, yes. If it was Eagles content guy of the year, it would be number one or three or something. But
I mean, you saw us yelling at him yesterday.
Yeah, it's great for content. Yeah. But insider?
No. He's living off the Ojulari thing.
Yeah, we don't even know where that guy is.
He doesn't even know if he's still an Eagle.
And he also said Dallas Goedert was getting traded. Anyway, number five on the Eagles Inside of the Year power rankings, he has slipped, is D-Gun.
Yeah.
Oh, D-Gun, listen, we need a new scoop. He sent the bomb off a couple weeks ago, and I haven't heard from him since.
Need a new scoop,
D-Gun.
Let's go.
Number four, John Clark.
Yeah, Clarky.
Did have the report that that there is mutual interest between the Eagles and Darius Slay on a return. Number three, Jimmy Kempski.
Yeah, see, listen, Kempski's.
What did Kempski have?
He's been on here a couple times this year.
Kempski had that his sources told him that the lack of planned runs is Jalen's choice.
Yeah.
Yep. Number two, Jeff McClain. Now, McClain had that same report. But he also did something today that let us know that Jeff McClain is working on something else. So we will have that for you in a moment. But number one is Hugh Douglas.
Oh, wow.
I mean,
he wasn't number one last week?
He was number two last week.
Oh, okay.
So Hugh not only had all the Jalen stuff, but he also today said that Darius Slay and the Eagles, like Darius Slay is coming back to the Eagles.
He did.
He tweeted it. Now, does he know? We don't know. We do credit activity. And if he ends up being right.
Right.
You know? Now, if he's wrong, that'll hurt him.
Yeah.
But we credit activity.
I feel like
Hugh
has said a whole lot that he should be stuck up there for a while. Oh, well,
yeah.
He's working for it. He cares.
Yes.
He does care. He came out today. He's talking about Eagles Insider of the Year in the hallway.
Yeah.
Yep. He said, keep him in mind.
He cares. So I mentioned Jeff McClain is working towards something. So we had the coordinator availabilities today. And Jeff McClain had a series of questions to Kevin Petullo that sort of make it seem like McClain knows something and he's digging. Mm-hmm. So there's two of these, right, Jack? Here's the first one.
How much of the playbook is being utilized on a week-to-week basis?
As far as the overall playbook, I think when you look at it, there's certain things that we generally like to do from week to week, and there's other ways we're trying to find new things to try to help create explosives or do different things. So I think when you look at the overall game plan, depending on what the defense presents and depending on what we think we can put in that amount of time, it varies. You know, the call sheet, obviously, throughout the years has kind of been similar as far as the volume numbers. And it just depends on whether or not it materializes in the game. Unfortunately, the other day, we didn't have a lot of plays in the first half the way it went. So in the second half, we had to throw it more, and it got a little bit different. And it's been a funny year as far as that kind of stuff. Like, it's the game flows has been just different. We haven't been in a lot of normal flows only a few times, like the Giants game, the Vikings, where we've had a consistent flow where plays are just kind of coming off the call sheet.
So I give McClain credit. It was a good question. I also give Petullo credit, who gave a very long answer and didn't answer Jeff McClain.
No.
Made it sound like he was answering him, but didn't quite answer him. So he asked, how much of the playbook is
he might be head coach material.
Yes. He's certainly better early at this than Nick was.
Yeah, for sure.
So Jeff asked, how much of the playbook is being utilized? Here's the second question from Jeff.
How much are the fact that certain concepts... obviously, the crossing routes, digs, stuff that haven't been as prevalent, is that related to Jalen and what he's comfortable doing or what you guys think that he is best at doing?
I think if it presents itself that week, we usually have it in, and it's just whether or not we get to it in the game.
So Jeff is digging. He's digging.
Well, he certainly has an angle he wants to go with.
Yeah.
Would not surprise me, you know, no disrespect to Jeff and his journalism and his homework he does, but you know, listening to this show and this station a lot, you can come up with ways to be able discuss other things that you previously would not have discussed, but it gets discussed on our airways an awful lot. You know, you get a bad rap for some of the things that you will put out there.
Oh, me?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, at times. And you may be early to the party with some of these things, but then when they start to unfold, then everybody wants to start to discuss those things as if it's something new that's been said.
The crossing route.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
So, yes.
So
what makes me think, I wonder if McClain already has his scoop, mm-hmm. and he is getting the answers to try to write the story to say at least he did ask the question when he releases it.
Yeah.
I'll never forget the McClain bombshell about Banner leaving. It happened in the middle of the night because I had just started back here at IP and I was the web guy. And I remember I woke up to the news that Joe Banner was no longer with. And this story must have dropped at like 3 or 4 a.m. or something like that, because that was a McClain one. I do remember that. I wonder if McClain has one and he's digging. I wonder. Or if he's just...
Yeah, I mean, listen, they... Like I said, when these things are being discussed, I think the other people who cover the sport start to pay attention to these things because it's being discussed as much as it does. And we on WIP discuss a lot of these things. Like, we discuss a lot of these things all the time.
Yeah.
As much as people want to say they don't listen, everybody is clearly listening. Just look at the numbers.
I get a lot of, I heard what you said yesterday. This is why WIP is dying. And I was like, You heard what I said. the other one I get, the funniest one, I got this at Fan too, was, man, I miss the old WIP. Everybody now is just hot takes. And I think the old WIP was Angelo and Howard. What are you talking about? It was the same thing at Fan. Yeah. Everybody's like, I miss the old days when we had journalists. And I was like, Mike and the Mad Dog and Imus? That was the old journalism WFAN, the reasonable takes of Mad Dog going, rah, 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 rah.
Yeah, well, listen, you know, if this thing falls, if it goes off the rails, well, I'm waiting on McManus's story.
Yep.
Somebody will have something from behind the scenes.
McClain, McManus. I'm trying to so let's get back to Elliot for a second. So Elliot's not in the top five. Has not been much of an insider. Has asked good questions. We've given him credit for that.
He's done a good job.
But he's
not doing insider stuff.
If I were to ask you, Jack, as a sports betting guy,
right?
What are the odds right now that Elliot repeats as Eagles insider of the year?
Dude, he's behind you.
Yes, he is.
Which we
you.
Did not have on our bingo card.
No, we didn't.
Heading in. Or D-Gun.
Yeah,
I mean, Elliot's like plus 2,000 right now.
Whoa!
Yeah, are you kidding me?
Plus 2,000?
What's he... He has to have, I think, the scoop. Like, what happened?
The big one.
Yeah, like, where's the disconnect at? He's not going to get that.
Well, listen, you know... The scoop that... Everybody really wants to know about
what happened between Jalen and AJ.
Yes, that's the scoop. Everybody,
I'm putting it out there. If one of these guys gets that,
they automatically win.
You're gonna win.
Yeah,
you're gonna win
because that's the real scoop. Like the play call, all that stuff is nice.
Yeah, it's cute.
Yeah.
Real stuff. But he's plus 2,000. I mean,
well, what's more likely? Ike first, then Jack. What's more likely? Eagles win the Super Bowl or Elliott repeats as Eagles Insider of the Year?
Man.
Wow.
I think Elliott's had a better year than the Eagles. There's better competition for Elliott this year.
I would say,
because I actually think Eagles are around plus 2,000 to win the Super Bowl at this point.
Yeah, plus 900.
Really?
Last time I checked.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
I cashed out my bet.
That's okay. Good. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I
got him at plus 8.
I flushed my $50 Jalen MVP bet down the drain.
I bet you did.
Yeah. Well,
dude, I have 100. I have two different bets.
Yeah. It was a good emotional hedge.
Yeah.
Shut up.
It was. So I would
say it's probably more likely.
Eagles are plus 1,000. I'm sorry.
So it's gone up even. It's went the other way even more.
They're fifth. The Rams are plus 450. Seahawks plus 750. Packers plus 850. Bills at plus 900. And the Eagles are right there with the Patriots at plus 1,000. So what's more likely? Elliott wins Eagles Insider of the Year or the Eagles win the Super Bowl?
Elliott wins insider of the year.
Jack?
Eagles win the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not a lot of faith in Elliott right now.
It's not. Well, I don't really. But also, there's not that much competition in football this year.
That's a good point.
I think there's stiff competition with Eagles insider of the year, especially now that Hugh's in the mix.
Yeah. Well, and Hugh is relentless.
Yeah.
Yeah, but somebody's going to come out with that story.
Oh, it'll be a doozy.
Somebody is eventually going to say what the hell is really going on with Jalen and AJ.
And I say this for some things, that, hey, you're going to have to rip me out of the studio at 6 o'clock. The day that story comes out.
We're coming in early.
Yeah, and Fritz at 6.
Forget about that. Yeah, that's out.
You can be here.
Breaking news.
So this is going to hurt you.
Oh, Slay is signing with the Lions.
Former Steelers and Eagles cornerback Darius Slay got claimed today on waivers by the Buffalo Bills.
Oh. Wow. So we didn't have claimed on waivers.
Yeah, that's different.
But still, Hugh said he was coming to the Eagles.
But right. It may have been if he doesn't get claimed on waivers.
Mutual interest, like Clarkie put it.
Yeah, so he had to go through waivers.
So I got to put Clark up one.
Yep.
And Hugh down one.
Easily dropped. Yeah.
That's the first time this happened.
Yeah.
It's like they knew that inside of the year is going on right now.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, I asked Elliot yesterday, is it pop? This drops Elliot. I directly asked Elliot. When he was here, did I not ask him, what are the odds someone claims him on waivers? Yeah. And he said, nobody's going to claim him.
Nobody's going to claim him, yeah.
What does that guy even know? What's coming up in the top 5 of 5,
John? Oh, right. So, the things that Ike is never going to relent on.
Wow. Things Ike has never... It hasn't been an Ike top five in a while.
Well, no, not since last week.
Yeah. Not since last week, yeah.
Yeah, not since last week.
Listen, whenever he got a little bit of a brain, I'm stuck.
I don't even know where he's going with this. Yes.
Okay.
It's pretty harmless. All
right, that's
okay.
All
it's harmless.
I'm actually interested in hearing.
Yeah. Listen, you're pretty staunch in your ways.
Yeah.
And we're going to get...
More than him?
Yeah, I actually do kind of think so.
There's no way.
Nah, I'm just kidding. We'll see.
Okay, all right.
We'll see.
I was going to say, I got a little flex to me.
The top 5 of 5 is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the number one sportsbook for same-game parlays. From points and rebounds to threes and assists, FanDuel is the best place to combine your favorite picks into a same-game parlay or track every stat live, all in one easy-to-use app. And right now is the perfect time to join because new customers get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So bet on the players that you love the way that you want. Head to FanDuel.com/Ike to sign up today. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.